This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, that's right. A very rare high noon grab bag here on Jones and Keefe with Red Sox pregame coming up in just a little bit. First pitch from the game one of the doubleheader, Sox and Orioles at 1:35. Pregame 12:35. Jones and I are going to stick around for part of the pregame. But grab bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Let's start, Jones, in the NBA. As last night we had game two of the West Finals, Thunder Wolves, and it was all Thunder once again. 118-103. They take what they would call a commanding 2-0 series lead.
Yeah, I've been sold on Jalen Williams these last three games, meaning game one, game two, and then game seven last round against Denver. OKC's done the exact same thing in each of these two games. And I wasn't completely locked in last night, but I'm watching in the third quarter. I'm like, okay, it's a close game. Uh-huh. You know, 8-10, something like that. Minnesota's definitely in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And OKC goes on these runs where they swarm on defense. Mm-hmm. It's all fast breaks the other way. It's like lobs to Chet Holmgren. It's breakaway layups and all these things. And they overwhelm you. And so I thought they struggled in a sweep against Memphis. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I thought they did. They did struggle with Denver.
Yeah, then, Denver took them seven.
But these first two games against Minnesota, maybe for a half, Minnesota hangs around, and then they run them out of the gym. So OKC looks ticketed for an NBA champion.
A lot of skinny guys in the NBA, a lot of stick men. Would you say Chet Holmgren is the most, like, the poster boy of the stick man?
The stickiest?
Like top five Slenderman.
Wembanyama.
Durant. Holmgren.
Chet Holmgren. Sean Bradley.
Sean
and Manute Bol.
Yeah, oh, good one.
Manute Bol.
Real nice one.
Like, but you're just like, is that guy going to break? I'd be, like, fascinated. I'm like, is that guy going to snap a leg?
Bol Bol
also.
Yeah.
Kind of like his dad. Manute rest in peace.
Manute was the OG of the Slender Men.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because George Mursan had a little bit of weight to him. Mursan, you wouldn't think was like going to snap in half.
Especially when he was towing around Billy Crystal. I mean, that was.
That's true.
It's a lot.
Like a lot extra there. Mark Eaton.
Oh, no. He's
thick.
Real thick.
But some of these guys.
He'd swat your shot.
That guy. Chet Holmgren doesn't weigh 200 pounds.
No.
He is thin.
No, you need three Holmgrens for one Chet.
That's right. Tonight, Pacers-Knicks game two. Pacers, of course, took game one in thrilling fashion. Knicks are 6.5-point favorites tonight.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sucker's bet, buying opportunity.
Here's the thing. I think there's no chance the Knicks lose this game. Okay. I know. Famous last word.
Isolate
but
that.
Do I want to take them by 6.5 points? I'm not sure about that.
So next time we're on the air, which will be Tuesday.
The Knicks aren't losing two games at MSG.
But will the Pacers be up 2-1 next time we're talking?
Oh, that might be true. Yeah. Okay. I'd probably
win. Tonight you'll take the Knicks.
Yeah, I bet Indiana wins game three.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be in paradise and put up a
grab bag. Ooh, bah, bah, bah.
All right, NHL playoffs. Let's see what we had last night in the association. We had the
Just one
Florida
game.
Panthers. 5-0.
Nice.
Over the Hurricanes. So they are up 2-0. I would also call that a commanding lead. And tonight you have game two, Stars and Oilers. Of course, Dallas is up 1-0. Edmonton had a 3-1 lead, but blew it and lost 6-3 in that game one. So Oilers, Stars tonight, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that got buried beneath the wild Knicks and Pacers finish the other night. But that was a crazy comeback as well. I mean, Florida looks dominating. Mm-hmm. I can't tell how much of that is Florida and how much you can't take Carolina seriously.
I know they've Carolina's now lost 12 or 13
in the conference final.
Yeah,
games. I mean, it's just they're obviously a good team. They're good.
Sure.
But like, pencil them into a conference final just about every year.
And then sweep.
Yeah, and then they get blown out once they get there. I don't know who to comp them to in another sport. But that's what they feel like. So Florida
it's
feels
like the Twins in the wild card,
yeah, something
round.
Like that.
Oh my god, they lost
where it's like
every
yeah,
year.
Pencil in the Twins every year in the playoffs, but they're getting smoked when they get there.
People are making that same joke now with the Steelers.
Yeah,
somebody had a good joke when the schedule came out. They're like, Steelers are scheduled for a wild card weekend game on the road, where like they'll be
where
7 point
by,
dogs.
They lose by 25.
Yeah,
exactly.
Every year. That sounded like you earlier in the week.
I was going to say, I slowly thought I was getting my voice back. I don't really think I have, but the grab bags have been tough for me this week.
Such a beautiful day outside. They're going to play two at Fenway Park, 1:35, first pitch. Brian Bayo on the mound. He's been trashed recently. A lefty, Cole Povich? What do we got?
Morey.
Cade. No,
Morey.
I was right the first time.
Morey.
Cade Povich.
Yeah.
25-year-old left-hander. On the mound in the night tilt. If you have tickets for the night game,
first of all, keep your fingers crossed. But yeah,
well, also that bring an umbrella
and
a slicker, dress up like the killer from I Know What You Did Last Summer, and you should be fine. Lucas Giolito versus undecided.
Nice.
So if you're looking for that,
who would you take, Giolito or undecided? I'm taking undecided.
I don't know, Giolito.
Give me
the Orioles though. It's undecided from the Orioles.
Well, that's a good point. I don't think people get. Oh wow, Tayshaun Prince is a good slender man.
Tayshaun Prince was a slender
man. Wait, that's a good one. Yeah. I don't think people quite get. People are saying Taco Fall, not a slender man.
No, I thought Taco Fall
super tall.
He was closer to like the George Murasan.
Yeah.
Even Porzingis. I don't think Porzingis is a slender man.
He's close.
He's thin.
Though. Yeah.
No, but like Chet Holmgren, I'm like worried about.
No, you're right.
When you see him play, you're like that's a compound fracture waiting to happen.
No, Taco Fall, that taco had some meat.
It's legit skin and bones.
Kevin McHale? No, what are we talking
about?
No,
he just had
he's kind of slender men.
No, but he had like he was kind of like an awkward top half.
He's acting. tune in to twitch.tv/BostonWEI.
So if we're doing charades,
whatever
and I
about
do this,
to say.
You know I'm doing McHale. McHale in the post had like these wild arm movements.
Yeah.
I think it was more like just an awkward top half.
Sure.
I don't look at him like a slender
man. No, me either. No.
Next week, top five slenderman?
Maybe. Tayshaun Prince is a good one though. That's a great
Tayshaun
one.
Prince was pretty thin. Yeah.
You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the
grab bag
of his life.
Ronald Acuna expected to return today.
Acuna Matata.
Sure. To you as well.
Yeah, that's what
it
they
means
say
no
when
worries.
When he comes back, that's what they say to him. Yeah.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith grab back. Do, 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 do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith grab back. Do, 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 do. Blah, blah. 93.7. Jones and Keith grab back. Jones and Keith grab back.
Pretty good.
That's great. I like people who act out their own guitar, personally.
Wow, wow. There was a lot of scuttlebutt, Jones, that Paul Skeens could get traded, and all these top teams were trying to call about Paul Skeens already, even though he's just in his second year. And he's
there was?
Certainly on a team. Yeah, there was a big scuttlebutt rumor about Paul Skeens.
Sox should be in on that.
They should be in on that. Apparently, Pirates general manager goes by the name of Ben Charrington.
Oh, good GM.
Has come out and said, not so fast, my friends.
Mm.
And it looks like he's going nowhere. At least that's what they're saying.
Okay, good.
Right now.
But may thou doth protest too much?
I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Go get him.
Grab bag.
I've seen you without my helmet since I swore the creed.
I am not a
grab bag.
All defense came out yesterday. The NBA all defensive team, your first team, Evan Mobley, Dyson Daniels.
Great barrier thief. He should be defensive player of the year.
Great barrier thief. I agree. Lu Dort, Draymond Green, Amen Thompson. Second team, Ivica Zubac, Jaren Jackson Jr., Jalen Williams, Tomani Kamara.
Yep.
Yep. And Rudy Gobert. And the also receiving votes. So if there was a third team, there isn't.
There is not.
Confusing.
But if
three
there was,
All-NBA teams, only two all-defensive teams. Derek White was the third guy snubbed. So an OG Anunoby who was close, then a big gap, and then it was Bam Adebayo, Derek White.
Yeah, I don't think people were too outraged, but I saw minor outrage about White getting snubbed.
Was Terp fired up?
No. I don't think Terp expected him to be on the team. But he was the only guy I think who even really qualified.
Every day that I am making
grab bag.
The ESPN program Around the Horn.
I know.
Is
I saw
done
this.
After today. This show has been on for over 20 years.
When they put this and PTI on back to back, Keith,
it was a power hour.
Absolute game. I guess it was 2000. It was I guess I was a junior in high school. That was a banger of an hour.
I was going to say between
no homework
high school,
done
college,
during that hour.
And then right after college, looking for a job, you're like, well, at least at 5 o'clock, you get this going.
The girls were just calling the Jones household. They're like, can Adam come out? I'm like, ladies.
Yeah.
I got PTI and Around the Horn.
Now, it started with Max Kellerman, right? Was Kellerman the guy? And then
they
went with Stat Boy, Tony Reale.
Yeah.
Who's your power four? Was your all-time four Around the Horn
panelists? Let me tell you, the top five for wins, and I think it'd probably be some combination of this. You've got to get Bob Ryan in there, too.
Okay.
Woody Page, Tim Collishaw, Bill Plachke, Kevin Blackstone, J.A. Adandi.
You're sleeping on Jay Mariotti. People hated him.
Mariotti,
I think he got canceled
back in the day
or something,
but
Mariotti
probably
was good. They'd needle him. Mariotti...
Bob
Woody
Ryan's got to be in there.
Bob
Jackie
Ryan.
Mack.
Jackie Mack, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, she was good. But now, in the top four, though, Woody Page got to be in there.
Quality
Woody Page.
Over quantity.
Plachke's got to be. You hate Plachke.
I hate Plachke.
That's what makes him good.
But they needed like an L.A. guy. Woody Page was in Denver. Mariotti was in Chicago. And then either
East
Jackie
Coast.
Mack, Bob Ryan.
Bob Ryan.
Our guy Michael Holly.
Yeah, Holly was on there.
He was in there?
Yeah.
You know what was bizarre?
There were only 61 all-time panelists on that show, which is shocking.
You know what blew my mind?
What?
And this is, I don't know if some people don't know this, but now that the show's over, when I was talking to Michael Holly years ago about Around the Horn, the winner was predetermined. It was like wrestling.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They knew before the
you
show.
Just shattered my childhood, I think.
They hang knew on before the show who was going to win.
I'm actually much more disappointed in this than wrestling.
Yeah.
So wait, hang on.
They knew before the show who was going to win. Sometimes it'd be like a scheduling thing, and they'd be like,
wait,
I can only do
Holly,
one.
Was Holly supposed, were you supposed to be reporting this now, Keith?
I don't know.
I don't even know if you're supposed
to be the bearer of
Holly's
that title.
Probably signed like an NDA on this or something
like
this.
I didn't sign anything.
So, wow. So it was predetermined?
So, yeah. So
four of them couldn't write a winning speech ahead of time. They're like, hey, you're the winner. Make sure you got your speech at the end.
But some were probably like, I can only be on for 5 minutes or whatever. And then they would do the thing and they'd bail. So yeah, so it was predetermined. They knew who was going to win. So like when they act surprised or whatever,
I don't like that.
Yeah, because if you go
something
back and watch
told
it now,
me there's something fishy with those points. I always knew.
Right. Why is he getting fired? That's a stupid take.
I always knew those points were fishy.
That's a dumb, stupid take.
Damn it!
Why was he even doing
that?
Well,
what are we celebrating this show for now? I don't like it.
Okay, fair enough.
Good riddance.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every day that I am making
grab bag.
That was a repeat one.
Yeah. So I just play it twice.
Tails.
Start believing. Grab bag. You're in one.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent, Jones?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, in the spirit of things, we have a former Oriole who also pitched for Seattle, the Dodgers, and Atlanta. 9-year career closer.
Oh, yeah.
All-star closer.
Greg Olson.
No.
Wasn't that his name? I feel like we've had this. Have we had this guy before?
I don't think
Jim Johnson.
Nope.
No, he's not a rattling off names. I'm like, is this going to be Sidney Ponson again?
Nope. Yeah. It's not. It's a closer.
Wait, give me the teams again. Baltimore, Seattle.
Seattle, who? Baltimore, the Dodgers, and Atlanta. His all-star season was with the Baltimore Orioles. He is a classic closer in the sense that he sucked before his all-star year and sucked pretty much after.
Yeah. Okay.
He made the All-Star team in 2008.
Oh, no.
He debuted in 04, was done after 2012.
Debuted in 04 with whom? With Seattle?
Seattle.
Hashigawa?
Nope. In 2008, he had 31 saves.
Did he debut when he was 30?
He debuted when he was 27, actually.
Old.
We're on to something.
Maybe.
No, you're wrong on that. He's a U.S.-born player. All-Star in 08. And then he had 31 saves that year. The next year, he had 21 saves, and then he, like, disappeared off the face of the earth. He had 56 career saves. He had 52 of them in 2 years.
This is so in my wheelhouse, too. 2008.
He was a lefty.
I was playing fantasy baseball. Yeah. I needed closers. I was scouring waiver wires.
6 foot, 225, so he was not a slender man.
That's not helping. 6 foot, 225.
Yeah, and an all-star. He was legitimately an all-star. Braverman's texting me from the other room.
I hate myself. I'm looking.
Yep, Joe got it. Is this Joe Wiles got it.
I cheated and looked.
I can't
read
that.
Is it Zach Britton?
It is not Zach Britton. No. E from Brockton has it. Zach Britton was really good.
Yeah, Zach Britton was too good for that. E from Brockton has it?
Yeah.
See. George Sherrill.
He got it. The Red Sox win.
George Sherrill. That's a random player. All-star George Sherrill.
More like it. That is a random player.
Yeah.
Now, where was George Sherrill from?
Tennessee.
Oh, never mind.
What do you mean? Where is he from?
I thought it was a callback to Australia. I don't know why I thought he was Australian.
He's from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yep.
Down under.
By way of Australia, though, is what they call it. Yeah, it's under Massachusetts.
Yeah, I don't think so.
There you go. Random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.